This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
The holidays are chaotic, enough for us, but for our pets, everything changes too. Routines, carers, noise, heat, even the risk of snakes. And every year, Nick and Paul from ReadyVet Go see the same pattern. Pets having medical emergencies right when their humans are away. So today we're going to get practical. What do we need in place before we grab our suitcase and head to the airport? And how do we make sure our sitter or kennel has exactly what they need if things do take a turn? Nick from ReadyVet Go, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Warren. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. Now, how common is it for pets to have a medical issue while their owners are away, especially in the warmer months?
Yeah, look, we unfortunately do see it quite a number of times a year, and it happens throughout all times of the year, but especially when pets are out and about and more prone to get injured or, you know, become sick from interacting with other pets.
Why do things seem to go wrong more often when we're not home? I mean, what changes for our pets that I suppose increases that risk?
Yeah, look, it is two prongs. Some of the reasons why we do get called is because, in particular with ReadyVet Go, we're a mobile service. And so sometimes it's just easier for pet sitters to have the vets come in and do what they need to do. Mm. But there are other considerations, you know, thinking about what the pet's underlying conditions are, if they are a pet that does get anxious or stressed. Those sorts of things and presentations can actually bring on illness and injury.
Now, when we're getting ready to travel, Nick, I suppose, what's the single most important thing we should prepare for our pets before we leave? Because we're focused on going away. It's exciting. I'm sure it's easy to forget some things for our pets.
Yeah, absolutely. And it does cause a lot of pet owners a lot of stress, thinking about, you know, how are their pets going to cope without them? Have I got the right people around? And you mentioned the exact word that we need, which is prepare. And, you know, making sure that everything is in place and, you know, that you've got an actual plan ahead. A lot of people tend to get someone in to say that they will take the responsibility on of their pet to feed them, to walk them, but we don't really consider if, you know, something is going to go askew, you know, worst case scenario, that we've actually planned for that.
So let's talk about a medical intervention plan. What does that actually cover and how does it help in an emergency?
Yeah, so a medical intervention plan is something that we're bringing in as a service because we have seen that a lot of owners do go away and that something will come up and that we need to address. And essentially this is a plan that either the pet sitter or the kennel, boarding kennels or, you know, veterinary hospitals can follow if your pet was to need veterinary care and they're unable to get a hold of you, because when people do go away, they're often in different time zones or unreachable or only on Wi-Fi at certain periods of time. So it does make it a little bit more difficult to get an active plan straight away. And that can sometimes be the difference between life and death.
Now, let's say we're going away. I mean, holidays are expensive at the moment. So, but vet care often needs an upfront payment as well. How should we plan financially so someone looking after our pet isn't stuck making impossible decisions? Because, I mean, the thing that I would hate is if I could afford some sort of treatment for Lucas and they couldn't and he didn't get that treatment.
Yeah, exactly. Look, we often talk about getting a separate bank account for pets. And I bring this up because if you've got a separate bank account, you could have a separate card that you can just give to your pet sitter. Look, if you trust them, it has to be within reason. But, you know, making sure that they actually do have access to the funds that you're willing to give in an emergency situation. And having that planned out prior to that. So part of that medical intervention plan is actually stating how much you're willing to spend on what kind of condition.
We're chatting with Nick from ReadyVet Go about how we can prepare our pets for the holiday season, especially making sure we've got an emergency plan in place before we travel. Nick, which pets absolutely need an emergency plan in place? The ones who really can't afford for things to go wrong?
Look, I don't think it's down to any one type of pet. Obviously, if there are any sort of what we call pre-morbid conditions or, you know, known conditions that do need to be monitored or treated or have the risk of getting worse at any particular time, they're the ones who, you know, definitely need these plans in place. Not only does it make for a better journey for your pet, but if there is a definitive plan in place, we can implement that those plans sooner rather than later. But look, we've seen all types of pets that have, you know, been okay and they've been running around in the park. They're completely healthy otherwise, and they, you know, they might get a sprained knee or, you know, rupture a ligament of some sort. They need that care straight away.
Now, let's say we're about to walk out the door, go on our lovely holiday. We're grabbing things for our pets, the food, you know, perhaps some meds, all this sort of stuff. Should we have a checklist? Because we could miss something, couldn't we? And what should be on that checklist?
Absolutely. And look, we generally have checklists for a lot of things anyway when we're going away. So, you know, having the pet on that checklist is just, it's only one more piece of information that we need to get together. Making sure that not only do you have the medication, but that there is information to whoever might be looking after the pet about why that medication is on board. So not only should we have the medication there, but we should also have a medical history in place. Getting a little A4 folder, you know, print out the paperwork and all of those sorts of things. The other thing that I do suggest is actually making sure that a 24-hour emergency hospital that you're comfortable with has all of your information. There's too many times that we have that we attend to patients and it's out of hours, so we can't actually contact the regular vet to know what the proper history is, and then we're kind of going in blind, where that information would be very, very handy to have in place.
Nick, one of the things that I've always struggled with is deciding, you know, what's the best type of accommodation for a pet while you're away, you know, whether it be a live-in sitter, maybe a visitor that drops in, or a boarding kennel, or what. What's the best? Yeah. And what's the best way to work out the most suitable accommodation or, you know, I suppose, guardianship while you're away?
Yeah, exactly. Look, the first and foremost, it would be great if there was someone there 24/7, whether that's at home or a good boarding kennel. You know, we even if we were to have someone drop in once or twice a day, there are so many things that can happen, even if they're inside of the house, that, you know, a medical condition or an injury or increased stress, which can, you know, lead to another medical condition. So, look, if it were plausible to have someone there all the time, then that would be the most ideal situation. If you are bringing someone into the home and they're unfamiliar with the pet, then it would be important to introduce them to the pet beforehand. Particularly with dogs, they are very very picky sometimes about who they want to be around, particularly if they are anxious. But the same does go with cats, you know, because that is an increased anxiety period for cats can actually be quite a detrimental medical condition that can come on with, you know, blocking of the urethra, and that's a medical emergency.
Well, this is interesting because Jude just said my cat stopped using a litter tray while we were away. The sitter found out she hates the brand new type of litter.
Oh, they changed the litter.
So you wouldn't think of that, would you? You just, you know what, fill up the tray with whatever.
Yeah. So bringing things in that are more familiar for the pet is your key to that, being as successful as it can be. But yeah, look, we've got to assess our pets' personalities as well. If you know that they are particularly anxious, or that they've never stayed, you know, you've got a 10-year-old cat that's never stayed in a boarding kennel before, then it's likely that there's going to be an increase in stress. And with cats, In particular, they can lead to those medical events that we get really concerned about.
Now, Di says we left our dog with a friend and she refused to take her medication. So we now write step-by-step instructions.
Yes. Step-by-step instructions are really important. Sometimes medications is trial and error at the best of times. So, you know, it's another good reason to get your pet sitter to come in and be introduced and have that orientation period. You know, it might cost you an extra couple of dollars, but in the end, it might it'd be worth it, particularly if it's medications that they need.
And this one here saying a cat went off her food the minute we left her with a sitter. Perfectly fine the moment we got home. That's Jason in Footscray. So the poor pets, they go through a lot. We don't think about that, do we?
Yeah, absolutely. And if you think about, well, I always try to get people to think about how they felt in certain situations. I think it's a really easy thing to forget that pets have a range of feelings, and anxiety can actually increase your gut motility. It can give you diarrhea. It can upset the lining of your stomach, and it can do the same with pets. I mean, I'm sure we've all been in that situation before when you know, you've had an increase in anxiety or you're really nervous about something, you have to go do the nervous poo out the back, you know. it's something that we all have done. But with pets, they don't know how to, you know, understand what that feeling is. And so it just gets exacerbated.
Nick, always good to chat with you. Thanks for joining us. We'll talk to you again next week.
Likewise. Thanks, Warren.
Thank you, Nick from ReadyVet Go. If you ever need a pet ambulance or emergency support, you can check out their website, readyvetgo.com.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.